Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation. We welcome you to your liberation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us is going to be Steve Yovani, and we're going to talk about who murdered Elvis. When I read my copy, I could hardly put it down for the depth and breadth of what goes on behind the scenes. I had an inkling we were heading in a certain special direction, and we were, and a lot of connections through history were all tied up in a neat little bundle. I highly recommend that book, and more importantly, the thought processes that evil used to destroy great figures in history all through the ages. Bob Marley said it in one of his songs, "How long will they kill our prophets?" Well, probably till we get off our duffs and start to learn history and understand the plots and conspiracies that the elite rich use on you. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going back in time to that day in Memphis. And we're also going somewhere else in the legions of the old westerns. I was going through some of my archives looking for things, and I had a great researcher with me doing Toronto radio oh so long ago, who has probably passed to cancer. I haven't heard from him in so long, and that was the last message I had. And then I found our enemy. I'd forgotten about it a little bit. Well, we knew his name, but we didn't know there was a charitable trust made in his name. So in 1920, when it was formed, it had his name, and then they changed it in 1922. It was called the Lucifer Trust. Can you believe that? Right in the heart of New York City, there is a trust fund contributed to by many of the billionaires, now called the Lucis Trust, with an office in some famous building in New York City called the United Nations, with an office in Whitehall in London, England, with an office in Geneva, Switzerland, the previous world government headquarters. So in a book chapter that my researcher found for me, Satan's Secret New World Order Weapon, that America is destined to lead the world democracy into the New World Order. I imagine a president said that once. This trust was founded by Alice Bailey, a Russian theosophist, colleague or fellow traveler of Madame Helen Blavatsky. They formed this trust. They believe that they are the hierarchy, the ascended masters, to carry out the work of Lucifer's master plan to establish the age of Aquarius permanently, ruled by one, Sanat Kumara, the Lord of the World. And if we play the word jumble with Sanat, we know who he is, don't we? Satan. Jesus is considered one of the disciples or ascended masters of the New Age religion. Lucis Trust is a powerful institution of New Age leadership. It possesses consultative status at the United Nations. It meets weekly with powerful business and national leaders throughout the world. I wonder who some of them are. Perhaps the G word, like Gates. This hierarchy of brothers of light still exists, and the work goes on steadily. They are in physical existence, either in their dense physical bodies, such as many of the masters employ, or in their etheric bodies. The more exalted helpers of the Lord of the World occupy. They exist upon this planet with us, controlling destinies, guiding affairs, and leading all its evolutions to an ultimate perfection. Isn't that very interesting? The government of the world. Sometimes they're called the Illuminati. They transcend worldly intelligence and shape and engineer the world system and civilizations. According to occultists, America was chosen to lead the world democracy or new world order. Those are very, very powerful enemies, both quantum, foreign and domestic. For Lucifer has his dirty hands over everything. And somehow they just fall between the cracks. They work in the light of day and in the dark of night. They change, they usurp, and destroy nations and cultures. The exact opposite of what we might think is God's way. Jesus said, we die for lack of knowledge. The lack of this knowledge and this trust is probably one of the major ways we die. But we can change that. We can change the channel. We can turn off corporate fascist radio and listen to Power Our Nation. You have the gift of choice from God to determine your destiny. Do you choose to be a slave to this scarerism of a pandemic, which is probably 90%, if not 100%, fake and manipulated? Or will you stand firm for God, for country, for your ideals, for employment, for your lives? It's a decision you have to make. I refuse to cower down in fear. Warren Buffett contributes a lot of his fortune to the Gates Foundation, by the way. There's probably a lot of billionaires involved in those weekly meetings that we don't know about and the press doesn't carry. I was just shocked coming home to do this show today. I mean, and probably no one understood what was said, but as I got closer to civilization, I turn on the popular news radio station to hear the traffic and the weather. And it's a good thing I got both hands on the wheel, because this segment is brought to you by the World Health Organization. They are actually sponsoring the radio stations, and you probably hear that all over if you listen closely. We know who they are. We know what they are. We know what they want to do. And we know how they're going to get there. And as in the old Westerns, we head them off at the pass. We went to the supermarket yesterday, and they got a new protocol. You got to wash your hands before you go in the store. And that seems like nothing to most people. When you're rounded up and taken prisoner, before you go into the illustrious camps, not only do you line up, but you have to be deloused, as they used to say in the old days, or washed. And in a certain era, when you washed, you went to a shower room from which you did not exit alive. This is a training program for you, to enslave you. Daniel talked about the knife yesterday, that, you know, there was a stabbing, and it wasn't news. That's always the case. They pick and select, cherry pick what's going to be news. There was a time in the past, I remember doing calling in on a talk show in St. Catharines in Ontario. I listened to the BBC in the morning. There was a school shooting, and there was a school fire in Africa. 50 kids were burned alive. That wasn't news. It was only the school shooting. So I challenged the radio host and said, what makes an international news story? I heard two internationally on the BBC. I only hear one here because you have an agenda. So you have to be white, you have to be rich, you come from a developed country like the United States that has an agenda for gun control. That is news, earth-shaking news. And it wasn't a mass shooting, it was just, you know, a couple of few people killed at best. But you don't cover the one from Africa. I said, why? Is it because they're poor? Is it because they're black? Is it because they're from Africa? Or is it because there's no political agenda to be made for gun control? I never realized the storm I caused until later. People actually went to the station and wanted to beat the crap out of them, and people were calling them and threatening to burn it to the ground. So I didn't realize my words carried that much momentum, but they did. And then they covered that story for a while to placate people. We went to the garden center today, and there was nobody in line. It was all open. My friend walked in to buy plants, and all of a sudden, the great Gestapo just pile on top of her and say, you know, what are you doing here? You can't come in here. Well, you know, the door's open. It's a giant greenhouse the size of two football fields. There's hardly anybody in the place. What's your point? But you see, they're motivated to be what I told you the last time, the mob. This is what the propaganda organs have done with this news. They've turned us all into a mob where we believe this, and we believe everyone is a secret, silent carrier. And if they come near you or walk through your airspace, you'll all fold up and die in a horrible, suffering way, needing a pipe chucked down your throat, which is the actual reason you die, according to Dr. Kyle Sadel. This has all been brought upon you. In Toronto News on Sunday, they said the hospitals are empty, 44% less cases. People are staying home with heart attacks, strokes. A woman in Quebec had a bowel obstruction that required emergency surgery, and they wouldn't go for the fear of this disease, which may not even exist. Brazil's really up the creek. They say, you know, they've had an 11,000 case spike. Or if this is 5G determined that they're using it as a weapon, they turn up the power to max and fry you. But Bolsonaro, their leader, isn't bowing down. He's taking them on, and he's taking casualties. He's not surrendering. Most nations have just surrendered to say, okay, I give up. Don't hurt me. We'll play the game. But he's standing up. Told you before about Jacob and Esau. It's not just America that has a birthright. The whole world has a birthright. We're in Eden. And if we give up our God-given birthright, it isn't going to go good for us. The lands will be destroyed, and the jackals will have them, just like the Bible says. Something to be attention to. Then in Canada, I wrote the leader of our socialist party here in Ontario, Andrea Horvath, and gave her videos about all the things American doctors are saying and saying, you know, there's something else here. Listen to all these people. They're on the front lines. They're experts. They're not fools. They're not crazy. They have another story here. Why don't you look at this material? And I said, especially in our nursing home cluster, there has to be another variable that's not being taken into account for the high death rate. And I suggested vaccines. Heretic! Heretic! Burn! Burn! She never answered back. I expect that. Used to be in the old days, the socialists at least would take on the wild causes and make a real opposition in Parliament. They don't do that anymore. They're all bowing down to the corporate masters as well. So the report came out. The Canadian Army went in nursing homes and started to look after people. 22-page report came out. Hell, a Japanese prisoner of war camp might have been cleaner and better. Why did we have a death cluster? Because they didn't change their gloves between patients. They used hypodermic needles on multiple patients. People were living in their own feces for days on end. Cockroaches, and God only knows what else, of any sort of invisible vermin growing and festering in the place. I wonder if that could have anything to do with the death cluster. And was it being done on purpose to get that other thing like the knife? Only deaths that matter were deaths from COVID. Sickening, isn't it? Algeria and Morocco tackle the COVID-19 beast. They're using that horrible, horrible, evil drug that the complicit talk about, hydroxychloroquine, and that terrible Artemisinin stuff, the thing that came from God's Eden. They've cured 64% of their cases, and a lot of the other people were much better. Of course, the people who brought you the traffic and the weather, who say you can't look at that and you can't do that. You have to suffer because you have to suffer so you'll beg for a vaccine. That is our plan. You have to get a vaccine. And they're not the only ones. That's the sad part. I got another article from friends. I put it into a blog so it's easier to have a link and get all the details down. But from Italy, the truth about coronavirus. They found out it really isn't coronavirus because who told them? That's a question that has an answer with the same word. Who told them who? They told them not to do autopsies, not to do any examination of the bodies. So some enterprising rebels did. They found out it's a bacterium. And they treat it with antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, and the people got better. Well, if you did that from the start, probably be a whole lot more live Italians. But we can't do that. Because we have to play the game the New World Order wants us to play, and that is to surrender and die for their benefit and profit. It's just amazing how we fall for this. And then a show host here in Canada does a YouTube show. She says, guess who's calling the shots on human experimentation? So you never guess, never guess. Fauci's wife is Christine Grady. Christine Grady works as head of the Department of Bioethics at the National Institutes of the Health Clinical Center and is leading the charge for vaccines. Imagine that. And a relative of hers, I believe it was her sister, was in Africa for the embassy bombings. Imagine that. Which was a false flag operation from the top. And there was a man in the FBI who met the ambassador there and warned her about the lack of security and the fact there was a guy went there every day until they threw him out. And then he went to the British embassy every day, and they ignored him, warning him that there was going to be an attack on a certain day. I think they threw him in jail. Guess what? There was an attack on a certain day. And then a certain FBI director, counter-terrorism expert, John P. O'Neill, took them on that. He was framed, booted out of the FBI, took over as head of security on 9/11 at the World Trade Center, and gave his life running into the building to save people. He knew far too much. He's one of my heroes. He really is. I put some cute little pictures on the blog about the thing going on in Algeria and Morocco from the old movie Casablanca. When Claude Rains comes up to Humphrey Bogart, Humphrey Bogart says, "How can you close me up? On what grounds?" Boy, it's just like today. And Humphrey says, "It seems like destiny has taken a hand. Power Hour, we're a hand." Claude Rains says, "Round up the usual suspects, and wouldn't we love to round them up?" The billionaires, the traitorous political scum that control the levers, the news media. Because when we do, the plane takes off like it does at the end, and we go back to normal, because we'll always have Paris again. Because it's their manipulations that keep us enslaved. It's very important. It's the most important thing. It's like I told you about Marshall McLuhan. World War III will be a guerrilla information war with no distinction between civilian and military forces. We're fighting it right now, people. Bilderberg postpones their meeting, not that we'll miss it, but a former governor was probed for attending the elite confab, as if that's going to matter. Usually you're hand-picked to lead us into slavery. Denmark sees no increase in coronavirus infections after opening schools. Imagine that. I still think this is 90% illusion. And you see the people by the mass. That's what I talked about, the power of the mob. And wearing that mask is like wearing Hitler's crooked cross or the communist star to show you're in league with certain ideas and ideals. Not wearing the mask shows that we will not submit. And Donald Trump refuses to submit. China passes national security bill for Hong Kong. Well, I think that's coming globally. That's just the test vector. UK, increase in visas for Hong Kong after security law. Well, lucky for them. If I was Britain and I was giving Hong Kong back when the lease expired, I would have given it back exactly the way I found it. Empty and flat. And I would have taken the Chinese people and relocated them in other parts of British colonies to bring expertise to areas in countries that you would call less developed, to turn them all into Hong Kongs and leave them with, as they used to say, a parking lot. U.S. warship, USS Mustin, challenges China again at the Paracel Islands. Well, one day that war may go hot. Texas Supreme Court hands big wing to Trump over mail-in voting, because that's the whole purpose of this mail-in voting. This is the whole purpose of this operation, is to dethrone the president, if they can, but to ensure that he can't be reelected by giving him a hot potato so hot that he can't handle it. And if he tries to handle it, to make him look like a fool and an idiot so that we won't vote for him. And then we'll take the droid, Biden. If you ever watched that old Star Trek where they had the original series where they're on the Hitler planet and the leader's just like a comatose person behind a glass with microphones in front of his face. That's what Biden will be, because he can barely form sentences at times. Fires rage across Minneapolis as the George Soros mobs are loosed again because someone was shot by the police. They've shot so many people, really it shouldn't matter that someone's black or something else. The abuse of authority and power is so overwhelming it just disgusts me, really. We don't need a Gestapo. We need peace officers. MSNBC speechless after mass shaming as people go after a crew that had no mask. See, that's the power of the mob. That's what they've unleashed on you. And you submit to that. It's terrible. American billionaires got $434 billion richer during the pandemic. I want to find that Duck Scrooge cartoon image for that one, where they're just in the gold, in the vault, underground, just throwing all the coins up in the air. They played you like a violin. Decimated the middle class, took your jobs, took your livelihood, took your way of life, take your rights, take your country, take your God, take everything and profit from it. And we still have to shiver in fear. EasyJet plans to lay off 4,500. Just one of many. Too many. And then FEMA's training for the 9.0 on the Cascadia subjection zone. I was always worried about that. I started blogging about that, I think, in 2013, when a certain head of the Department of Homeland Security worked at a university that did studies up there, just wondering if they're planting anything in the ground to make it shake. Twitter's chief fact-checker called Trump officials Nazis. Well, to be perfectly honest with you, they're all Nazis because they use all the techniques of Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister, to bring on everything that's on the front page of most of the newspapers and radios and televisions. So it's the pot calling the kettle black, really. It's just people have no idea. But you learn that in the Lenin School of Political Warfare. Associate your adversary with something evil so it sticks. Zuckerberg knocks Twitter for fact-checking Trump. Well, by and large, when they were talking about pornography, you were your own censor board. When they're talking about news, truth, history, education, you have absolutely no right to form a thought. President to sign executive order on social media censorship. That's the great game. That is the war. And we're on the front lines here at Power Our Nation. Thanks for coming out. On the other side of the break, Steve Ubaney, who murdered Elvis. It'll shock you.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Our Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in this segment and for the next hour will be Steve Ubaney and his book, Who Murdered Elvis? It was a nail biter, and I don't bite my nails. So I'm really looking forward to this because it is chilling the power of the enemies within our kingdoms to totally form the narrative and to take out anyone who is a threat to that narrative by what they would say in Shakespeare, murder most foul. They have resources available to them that would just absolutely shock you. Because as an uninitiated person, to know about the depth and breadth of the intelligence agencies and the special warfare operations groups that exist, there isn't too much they can do or cannot do in any type of scenario. But the biggest thing is they control all assets of the state apparatus. So they control the narrative. And whether that's the single bullet theory, the lone gunman, the crazed nut bar of one sort or another, the media gives out that storyline. The state assets that are under control either by duress or covert funding will provide you only with those conclusions and nothing more. And you are left enslaved to this system. It is diabolical, really. And I've always said that there are Rosetta Stones that have to be known and solved if we're ever going to get our freedom back, because we lost it. It was certified lost in 1963 when John Kennedy was shot. And then some follow-up ones after that, like aftershocks and an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. And certified again on 9/11. Now certified with this stupid pandemic. And Elvis was a major player in this, in his time, in his day, and got the traditional reward. Permanent retirement. Steve, welcome aboard. It's good to have you here. Accomplished author, critic of history, and decent all-round guy. He was asking to use Skype, if you could. Yeah, usually I do the guest for a second hour, but this topic is so big he wanted an hour and a half. So while we're waiting for him to get back on the line, we'll go through the Power Hour promotions. Astaxanthin, DHA, 90 caps, 10% off. all good, healthy, natural products. Essential Digestive Plus, 90 caps. Vitamin E, 60 caps. Currently out of stock, but we know how to wait. Optivita Vitamin D, 2,000 IU, 60 non-GMO plant cellulose capsules. Hyzorb Q10, 60 caps. Curcumin X4000, 180 veggie capsules. Now, with the added benefits, see, I was just thinking, you talk about manifestation. You know, I started taking this fenugreek, and that's now an added benefit. And I feel way better for that. Really do. It's supposed to be a blood sugar thing. So I take one of those in the morning. I could probably take one in the evening, too. But I found it to be just like a nirvana thing after I started using that for a couple of days. Sera Enzyme DR, 80,000 IU, 90 capsules. Vitamin D3, 5,000 IU, 100 capsules. Lithium Balance, 200 tablets. Alpha Lipoic Acid R, 60 capsules. Health Point Kit. Strauss and Iron Earth products, 10% off. Strauss Heart Drops. Cinnamon and non-cinnamon, 3.4 ounce, 7.6 fluid ounces, cinnamon and regular. Strauss Cardio Support, Strauss Kidney Support. Gardening product of interest, Iron Earth, created by Wayne Elliott, 10% off. Soil Remineralizer, half pound or 4 pounds. And having all those nutrients in your soil is just so important. That was one of the things the African people found about this so-called disease was the selenium was a big, big factor, having that in your body. Because why? Powers your immune system, you know. Imagine, you know, put ginger ale in your gas tank or something. It's not going to go too fast. You put in the right fuel, and boom, you move. And it's like that for your body. It's very important. Oxylift, 1 ounce. Now back by popular demand. Okay, fantastic. Okay, Steve, I'll get my drum roll ready again. And just telling people what an accomplished author, historian, researcher you are, and how basically by understanding our history and the devious plots against some of the famous people we've had, including Elvis and Marilyn and John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, Dr. Martin Luther King, and a big long list you have in your book, we can get our world back.
There's a lot going on out there that people don't know about.
Indeed. Well, we bless you and thank you for coming aboard to help us with this. What got you into looking in the direction that Elvis was murdered?
Well, I just want to say it's great to be back on your show. Thanks for having me back on. I got interested in Elvis Presley through my mother. I think she saw the first television show he was ever on, and that was it for her. You know, I mean, she was in love with this guy forever. So I grew up an Elvis Presley fan. Still had the original 45s. Huge Elvis fan. Still am. Listen to him all the time, actually. And in 1977, I never believed the Easter Bunny story that we were told of his death and this and that. And, of course, later stories came out that he faked his death and so forth. So I got into this just out of utter curiosity for myself. I wanted to know the truth. It was just for me. It wasn't for anybody else. So I started digging and digging and digging. And I think I've got 10 years of digging into this and 2 books on the subject. So once I started to, it started out just being bedtime reading, and I started talking to other experts online and digging into a whole bunch of things, and I started to realize how wrong everyone was on what they were saying and how much disinformation was out there purposely or, you know, not on purpose. But so that's what originally got me started into this. I felt very sorry for Elvis when I got into this because I realized what a difference it was from being on stage, from the happy music and the smiling, handsome guy, and off stage, what was going on behind the scenes, and what a horrible life this guy had. And I really started to feel sorry for him. And everybody rode this guy into the ground. He made people, he sold, I think, 6 billion records in his life, and he died with barely $1 million in the bank. He made everybody around him rich. Well, he systematically got poor. Well, you can call $1 million poor, but in comparison to what he should have had. And there was just too many people around him who liked the lifestyle, liked the notoriety, and didn't really care that much about Elvis. So I started to, number one, realize what an incredible human being this person was. what a great son he was, what a great patriot he was, how incredibly talented he was, and then I started to really feel bad about what happened to him. Interesting stories. When I figured, I finally figured it out, and it's out there. Once you start digging, it's amazing what you find, you know. Elvis Presley started to be threatened. He would be, you know, before the, his gigs, they would get phone calls. They were going to kidnap him. They were going to do this. One time he was in Vegas and they sent something backstage that they were going to kidnap him and kill him. And, got to the point where he had to start. He was always an avid gun collector, and he liked to collect badges as a hobby from, you know, different state and county and towns and sheriff's departments. And he had a ton of these badges that were given to him. Not that he was legitimately, you know, a deputy or deputized in those places, but it was his collection. He liked it. So then it started to dawn on him that he's flying all over the place in every state and doing concerts in all of these states. And he starts to realize with these threats going on, he needs to start packing heat. He needs to start carrying guns. So the only way he can do that is with federal credentials. So he approaches Richard Nixon to get a federal narcotics badge on December 21st. 71, and that was his motivation behind that, so he could carry guns on him all the time, even when he was on stage, which is, you know, the bell bottoms helped when you're packing heat in your boots. You know, you can't see the guns you're hiding in your boots, you know, or in your shoes or on your ankle. So that's what started me on the path of saying, wait a second, there's more here than meets the eye. Who wanted to kill him? Why did they want to kill him? What is really going on here? So a tremendous amount of research, more here than anyone could possibly believe. I could never do the time allotment that we have. In doing the research, I realized another reason Elvis Presley come deputized with federal credentials, which he got, by the way, and wanted to carry guns and everything. And it was to get traction against all of the mob and mafia, La Cosa Nostra, around him. Elvis Presley was, they basically had control of this guy's life. And it was quite telling when I started to look into Colonel Parker. Colonel Parker, let's start with the truth. It's amazing, you know, how it's amazing how the darkness hates the light. You know, when you look at Colonel Parker and you dig into him, he wasn't a colonel and his name wasn't Parker. He was born in the Netherlands. He was born Andreas van Koo. And this is, there's a great book out there, and it's not mine, although mine is a great book. But if you ever want to read a great book on this, get a hold of Elena Nash's book entitled The Colonel. Terrific book, great information. She's a great author. I got a copy of this book, and I started to, among other research venues, and I started to dig into the colonel. Colonel Parker, again, born in the Netherlands, was never a U.S. citizen. He started to, at a young age, be interested in the carnivals and being a showman, and he started out working with animals and watering the animals and brushing the animals and so forth. And he was just a little kid, and he grew up in this carnival setting. So he learned how to be a pitch man. He learned how to promote things. He was also working on the shipping docks at night, saving money, putting money away because he wanted to come to America. And he was well on his way. You know, he was a young man who'd learned a lot about being a pitch man, and he was on his way to coming to America to make a big success. All of that was altered on the 17th of May, 1929, when allegedly he murdered a storekeeper. And her name was Anna van den Eeden, and hit her from behind and bashed her brains out and apparently had to escape to America in the hold of a ship, leaving all of his goods, all of his money, everything. Although there's not one piece of evidence connecting those two things. That's pretty telling. So this happens on May 17th, 1929. May 20th, 1929, this person ends up in America and goes into the army. And, of course, people know, I don't know if it's true anymore, but the long-standing thing was, you know, if you commit a crime and you go into the army, they can't prosecute you. I don't know if it's true, if it's so much true now, but it was certainly part of lore back then, legend and lore. So he goes into the army and goes AWOL. He's not necessarily a great soldier. His family has no idea where he is. They're baffled. No one can find him. And his parents go to their grave trying to figure out what happened to their son. Every now and then he'd send a picture or a little something in the mail letting him know that they were alive, but never telling his whereabouts. So both of his parents go to their graves trying to unravel this mystery of Colonel Parker, or Edreas, or Drace as they called him. And what he does when he goes AWOL, he gets caught, gets taken and put into solitary confinement, where he emerges for evaluation with a mental illness. He is now unable to speak. He's speaking in a rush. His speech doesn't make sense anymore. He's having all kinds of problems. So he is diagnosed as a psychopath. So they give him a dishonorable discharge. And he is discharged under the name, he steals the name of his commanding officer, Colonel Tom Parker. So this is the background of Colonel Parker, wandering the streets of America in the early part of the last century, already a murderer, already a psychopath, and out on the streets trying to make his way. It's pretty fascinating story. So because he's a good pitchman and he knows what he's doing, he ends up managing talent, singing talent, and he falls into it naturally. He has this background, and he handled some pretty big people. He handled Hank Snow, Minnie Pearl, Gene Austin, June Carter Cash, which was Johnny Cash's wife, or went on to be Johnny Cash's wife, Roy Acuff. He's in this country music venue, and he's making a bloody fortune doing it. So he ends up signing an exclusive contract with Eddie Arnold. And he handles Eddie Arnold, and he does a pretty good job doing it. He took him from, you know, the hillbilly bumpkin thing to the mainstream, and really did a great job of crafting his career. But there were issues. He was making money on the side and not cutting Eddie Arnold in. And things didn't end well. Eddie Arnold violently broke the contract with him. And he really wasn't too concerned about that because he had his eye on this rising new star named Elvis Presley, who is on the Louisiana Hayride and going all over the place. And this is in 1954, 1955. This is before Elvis was already getting attention with Sun Records, but he was not the household name. He hadn't had quite that rocket ride to fame yet. So when he approaches Elvis and about a management contract, Eddie Arnold tells him, stay away from this guy. This guy's bad news. And Vernon, Elvis's father, Vernon, and Elvis take it under consideration, and they say, well, you know, I'm sorry you had a bad time with him, but I think this is the best thing for us. And when you put your hand in your pocket and all you feel is your leg, and somebody's promising you all kinds of money, it's hard not to take it, you know. So he ends up managing Elvis Presley. And Colonel Parker was playing Vegas with all of the people that he had previously handled. So he was well known in Vegas with the Vegas mob. You're not playing Vegas or getting those gigs at the hotels or anything like that unless you're very, very mob friendly. You just don't play unless you play their game their way. And he was great at it. Colonel Parker was really a genius at this, and he knew big players. One of the big players that was in the mob that he surrounded himself was Milton Prell. He was part of the Detroit Syndicate, who opened up the Bingo Club in 1947, later on came on to be the Sahara in 1952, ended up buying the Aladdin, bought the Mint, and that was bookie and racewire money from the Detroit Syndicate trying to hide it out there doing casinos. So he ended up being very, very good friends with him. Another one is Mo Dalitz. In the 50s and 60s, there was no one bigger than Mo Dalitz in Las Vegas. He was part of the Cleveland Syndicate and opened up the Desert Inn and the Stardust and to launder their liquor running money out there doing the same thing because they had heard that, you know, Milton Prowl had such a good time doing this and it was working. And Mo Dalitz was a pretty big player. He was out there trying to be a close ally to Meyer Lansky and Jimmy Hoffa. And Mo Dalitz is the one that made Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley, the people who handled them, were best friends. So, you know, he became, actually, Colonel Parker became such good friends with these mob people that he ended up being neighbors with them in Palm Springs later on. So, you know, here's Elvis Presley surrounded by the mob. His wedding, for example, Frank Sinatra's plane took them to Vegas. They got married in Milton Prell's hotel. It was incredible, really, how much mafia there was around this guy. And, of course, we didn't know anything like that. There was no information superhighway. We only knew what we were told. And Elvis had a group of guys around him who were protectors, and they did a really good job. Nothing got into Elvis they didn't want to get into him, and nothing got out from Elvis that they didn't want to get out. So these were, and this is the fascination why we still can't get enough of what was going on with Elvis and you know, how this whole thing started. There's still a fascination there with this guy, and we never knew these things. So everything around him is mob run, including the contract that came up between, you know, Elvis and Colonel Parker. Elvis started taking 25% of the cut, ended up going 50-50, which was shocking because most people were making 10%. Eddie Arnold warned him this would happen. It's a carbon copy. And the King of Rock and Roll, it's all a carbon copy. Colonel Parker named Eddie Arnold the King of Country Music. All of these, the history's kind of repeating here. It's a regurgitation of what was happening prior to that. So here we have Elvis Presley surrounded with a mob, and they're starting to bully him. You do this, you do that. And they almost took his career over. It came really, really close, where he was in a velvet jail. And Colonel Parker was living and dying by the same sword. You know, he loved the fact that he could get anything he wanted. You know, things were, they're different then than they are today. You know, the mob ran everything. You know, Elvis Presley had to go do his movies, and then he had to go into the army. You know, the mob made it possible for him to get out of his movie contract and not get sued for breach of contract. You know, I mean, everything, they controlled everything back then. It was the ultimate backstage pass for anybody who wanted to be made. And when you've got a product like Elvis Presley, it was pretty easy to make them. But Colonel Parker, very fascinating person. You can't understand the whole Elvis Presley picture of what was going on behind the scenes without understanding that. So here's Elvis, a federal narcotics agent, carrying guns, getting death threats, with his manager in the mob, surrounded by the mob. One of the things that Nixon asked Elvis Presley to do was, and I didn't come up with this. There's another researcher that came up with this. Her name was Maria Columbus, and I don't know if she's still with us or not. In 1990, she was going to the trophy room at Graceland, and she noticed a letter on the wall. And it was from the federal government thanking Elvis Presley for his cooperation and something. I can't remember. I don't have the letter in front of me right now. So she called the federal government and wanted to know what this letter was. And they told him that he was hiding FBI agents in his band when he played Las Vegas for 2 months a year in his contract. And he was posing them as backup singers and guitarists and what have you. They were FBI agents charged with the responsibility of investigating the Vegas mob. So here we have this incredible clash of problems. We have Elvis surrounded by FBI agents who are trying to investigate the mob. We have Colonel Parker in the mob. This ain't going to end well. And it didn't. Elvis Presley died mysteriously shortly before he was supposed to turn state's evidence against the mob in the Las Vegas, what they had uncovered in Las Vegas. So,
okay, we're coming
up
for the break, Steve, so we'll hold that thought to the other side. Thanks for coming out, Power Hour Nation. The biggest mysteries in the world are solved here.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.